You're listening to SBS News.
A university student was on her first ever dig at the Drimelin Paleo Cave system in South Africa when she exposed something extraordinary and quickly showed her supervisor, Dr. Angeline Lees.
I looked at it and my breath stopped and we realised what it was. She already knew, but I was coming to terms with it because she had beautifully cleaned off one whole half of the tooth row and half of the palate. So it was very clear what it was when I got up there.
That discovery was the skull of a Paranthropus robustus, a cousin species to our closest direct ancestor, Homo erectus. The same team from La Trobe University has now uncovered the skulls of both species in the same area. Jesse Martin is part of that team.
So the first thing that's really interesting about this discovery is that we know that our very earliest ancestors were sharing the landscape with another human. And in fact, these two skulls were found not more than 6 metres apart. And they're quite different. And you can imagine that 2 million years ago, there's two very distinct evolutionary pathways. And our ancestors take a left turn and Paranthropus robustus takes a right turn. So while our ancestors are growing bigger brains and smaller teeth, Paranthropus robustus is doing the exact opposite. It's growing bigger teeth and smaller brains.
After its discovery, it took Dr. Lees 5 days to delicately excavate the fossil. Mr. Martin was then tasked with piecing it together. Considering it's 2 million years old and the fragile consistency of wet cardboard, removing the sediment from the bone required serious dedication.
Because it's so fragile, the way we do that, it's not pretty, but it is effective. We use a garden variety plastic straw and I suck the sediment off the bone into my mouth. So it's great for fossil preservation, but it's not so good for my diet while I'm doing that.
This skull was found in 2018, but a paper on it and its significance was published today. Mr. Martin says discoveries like these are exceptionally rare. This is the earliest and best preserved specimen of this species, and it allows researchers to make other evolutionary findings. Dr. Lees will be among them.
Well, there's almost definitely 100 papers that could come out of this specimen. In addition to that, we're always hoping to be able to get back next year and find the next thing. But there are a lot of questions that can be asked and hopefully answered with this skull. Not least of all because it preserves bits of bone that we don't have in the fossil record for another million years. So there's always, you know, it's always more questions than answers, but hopefully we can produce a few answers in the next few years.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.
We'll be right back.